In today's Mishnah, from the 6th and 7th Mishnah, from the first parak of Masechta Bechorot, we continue learning about Peter Chamor. So Mishnah begins, Hamafrish Pidyon Peter Chamor. If someone separates an animal, meaning a lamb, for the purpose of the Pidyon, so he's redeemed the Peter Chamor, but then that lamb died, as Mishnah says, Vemet. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Rebbe Eliezer says, Chay Bach Riotan. The owners are responsible for replacing it, meaning, as we'll see later on in the Mishnah, he has to separate another set, perform the pidyon again, and then give it to the kohen. So the kohen doesn't lose out because it never reached his hand. As Mishnah says, "Chamesh slaim shel ben," meaning, since the pasuk connects the concept of bechor adam, meaning the firstborn human, to the laws of bechor behemat me'ah. And just there, the five sla'im, the five silver coins, if they're lost, prior to being handed the coin, the father has to replace it. So too, the Pidyon Peter Chamor shares the same law. However, the Chachamim or Im Chachamim say, Ein Chayvim Bachrotan. They're not responsible to replace it. Why? Because he compares it to, or I should say, they compare it to the laws of Kipidyon Maaser Sheni. Just with Maaser Sheni, the second tithe, that normally, if you remember, has to be taken to Shalayim and then consumed there. We mentioned in the past that one can actually redeem, meaning transfer the Kedusha onto money and take the money there. If that money unfortunately was lost, well, he doesn't have to find other money to replace it because the Kedusha was already transferred, the Pidyon is already complete from the first instance, and it's not dependent on that being converted back into a Korban or other food in Yerushalayim. So if it's lost, it's lost. So too in this case of Pidyon and Peter Chamor, once redemption has taken place, it's finished, and if the lamb then dies, then the person not responsible for replacing that, despite the fact he has not yet given it to the Kohen. In other words, Chachamim understand that when the Torah connects Pidyon Peter Chamor and Bechor Adam, the two together, is only for the matter of redemption, but not for other halachic details, as is debated in this Mishnah. Mishnah that continues, Had Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Tzadok al Pidyon Peter Chamor Shemet. The Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Tzadok testified in a situation we had Pidyon Peter Chamor, meaning the lamb that was used to redeem the firstborn donkey, that died. She'en kan the Kohen Klum, and they testified around this about this case, that the Kohen got nothing, meaning this is exactly like the opinion of Chachamim, that the owner is not responsible to replace it. Now the Mishnah continues with another ramification of this debate. This Mishnah says, Met Peter Chamor. What happens if after the redemption has occurred, prior to the Kohen receiving this lamb, the Peter Chamor itself dies? Rebbe Eliezer, Omer, Rebbe Eliezer says, Yikaver. Since as I've explained that until the Kohen receives the Seh, the redemption isn't really complete. Therefore, according to Rebbe Eliezer, it's as if the redemption didn't occur and one would have to bury this Peter Chamor, because as we know, one cannot derive any benefit from the Peter Chamor that was not redeemed, as we'll learn about in the next Mishnah. And the Mishnah continues, Umutar Bahanato Shel Tle. And that Tle, the land that was separated to perform this Pidyon, well, it's considered still the property of the owner. Hava Chachamim, consistent with their opinion, the beginning part of the Mishnah says no. Eino Tzrich Lakaver, meaning once a redemption has occurred, despite the fact the lamb hasn't reached the hand of the Kohen, it's over. So therefore, this donkey, despite the fact it died prior to the lamb reaching the hand of the Kohen, is considered like a regular donkey, and therefore it doesn't need to be buried. One can get other benefit from it. For example, feed it to dogs. The Hatle Lakohen, and the Tle, the sheep, one still has to give it to the Kohen, because once a redemption occurs, it is already considered the property of the Kohen. Let's now learn Mishnah Zayin. Lo ratza liftoto. What happens if someone doesn't want to redeem the Peter Chamor? Well, then the Mishnah says, or a full bakopitz machurav, one takes a hatchet and kills it and cuts it at the back of the neck. Because that's exactly what the Torah says. Im lo tifte varavto. If you do not redeem it, that's exactly what you have to do. And then vakovra, and then it has to be buried. Because as I already explained in the previous Mishnah, that if the pidyon doesn't occur and the donkey dies, one's not allowed to derive any benefit. There is a debate if one can derive to benefit while it is still alive, but that's a matter for your own further study. Let's continue. Mitzah pidya kodemet l'mitzarifah. It clearly is that there's a preference to perform this pidyon, this redemption, rather than simply killing the donkey. Shinemar, as it says, v'im lo tifteh varavto. As the Torah says, if you do not redeem it, then the solution would be to kill it by chopping at the back of the neck. However, the preference is to do redemption. So Mishnah now continues with other examples where there are two options and explains within those halachas which option is preferable. First is mitzvah ye'ida kodemet la'mitzvah pediyah. Now we've discussed this back in Seder Nashin, that if one can sell their young daughter, this is an ama ivriya, as a servant, and we explained at the time that was really for the intention of marriage. So the mitzvah says the mitzvah of ye'ud, where the master effectively marries this maid servant or marries off to his son, is that is in preference to Padia simply redeeming her and like freeing her. Why shnema she'lo ye'ada ve'hefta? You see in the pasuk, the yi'ud is mentioned before the option to really endeavor to free her. And we talked about that sugya in the past, so I won't elaborate any further. Mitzvah yibum kodem lechelitza. So if you remember, yibum is an unfortunate case where a man dies without having any children. He's married at the time, and he's survived. He has a brother. Ideally, what should happen is either the brother is meant to perform yibum, where he effectively marries his late brother's wife. However, if he does not wish to do so, there's also the process of chalitza, by which she is free to marry anybody else. So the Mishnah says that really mitzvah yibum is a preference, at least at the Torah level, to be performed first rather than chalitza. Mishnah says, "Brishona she'o mitkavim l'shem mitzvah." That was really only the case when initially people had the right kavan, the right intention to actually perform the mitzvah, meaning they want to yibum for the purpose of nakim shem achiv, to perpetuate the name of the brother. However, achshav she'ein mekavim l'shem mitzvah. However, nowadays when people have different intentions when they want to marry, for example, there was maybe a financial interest or simply beauty, then amru they said mitzvah chalitza kodem libum. That nowadays the preference is to perform chalitza rather than yibum. And that is because the Tana, this Mishnah, says that if someone doesn't have the right intentions, it's ki'ilu pogea be'erva. It's considered as if he is violating a forbidden relationship. Now, why is that? Because normally one's brother's wife is an isur ariot, meaning one's not allowed to marry them. And it's only under the context of yibum one can do so. So according to the Tana in this Mishnah, it sounds like that really there's a strong preference to do chalitza first, because when the intentions are wrong, it can be a serious problem. However, the halacha is not that like that, meaning once the brother's wife was mutar to him in the context of yibum, there's no isur ira anymore. But nonetheless, we still noheg, we're accustomed to having a preference to chalitza prior to yibum. Let's continue. Mitzvah ge'ula be'adon. If someone dedicates, say, an animal to the temple treasury, the Bet HaKabayit, what does the temple treasury do with such a thing? Generally, they offer it to people for it to be redeemed, because they want the funds, not the actual physical item, for the temple treasury, and then they can use it to fund whatever they need to fund. And we've discussed back in Masechta Shkalim exactly what they use the money for. The Mishnah says it really is a preference for the original owner to perform the redemption prior to any other person. And we discuss in Masechta Erechin as well. Ashinemar, why? Because this is Vim Lo Yigael Vinim Karber Erkecha. Meaning, if it wasn't redeemed by the original owners that dedicated to the temple treasury, then it would be sold to any other people. And if you remember back in Masechta Erechin, we said that really the Baalim come first. Why? Because if the original owners redeem it, they have to pay more, an extra chomesh, which is effectively 25%, over the actual value of the item, whereas that wouldn't be the case for anybody else. So again, there's a preference, not just also financial interest, that the original owners redeem it, because again, the temple treasury would get more money. Those are Mishnah today.